Even as she parked her airspeeder in a low-level hangar at the Jedi Temple, Jaina could feel agitation from above, a sort of atmosphere of un-Jedi-like worry and anger that filtered down through permacrete and durasteel like water filtering through coarse cloth. With her observer Dab beside her, obviously talking about the High Council decision, she rode the turbolift up. The agitation did not feel like a call to arms, did not seem like a physical emergency unfolding, so she forced herself not to reach for her lightsaber. It bothered her that her first impulse was to ready herself for combat. Despite their role in popular entertainment, that was not the way of the Jedi, even for their sword. She and Dab emerged into a darkened corner of the Great Hall, finding it full of Jedi who stood in small groups, talking in quiet tones. Jaina strode up to a nearby group of three Jedi, including Master Katarn. "Master, what's happened?" Kyle's expression was unperturbed, though he radiated a little anger. "They've come for Valen." Jaina frowned.
"I hadn't heard that we'd come to terms with the government about his evaluation."
"We haven't. This is unilateral on the government's part. It's in retaliation for this morning's High Court decision."
"But we didn't have anything to do with that."
"Of course we did. If we had put pressure on Tahiri Vela to withdraw her appeal, all the pressure the order could bring to bear, would she have continued?"
"Probably not."
"Well, now we know what the government considers cooperation on our part. Unthinking acceptance of their decisions, silent obedience, preemptive groveling." From behind them came the sound of a turbolift arriving. Jaina turned, as everyone else did. From one of the lifts emerged Master Kenth Hamner at the head of a short processional. He marched before a floating medical bed, its repulsor lifts quiet and unobtrusive compared with those of airspeeders. Valen lay on the bed, conscious, covered to his neck by a sheet, and strapped in place. Flanking the bed were Jedi Tekli, Master Durin, and the bounty hunters Ku and Vax. A Jedi apprentice guided the floating bed from the rear. Valen was not a silent, immobile patient. He twisted and strained against his bonds, loudly talking all the while.
"Look at you, all of you. You think you have everyone fooled, but you'll make a mistake. They'll see through your deception as I have. What have you done with the real Jedi? What have you done with the real horns? Did you kill them? Bring them back alive and unhurt, or I'll make you suffer. You'll suffer like you were swallowed by a sarlacc forever and ever once I get my hands on you."
Another lift opened, disgorging a squadron of GA security troopers who swarmed forward and rapidly formed up around the procession. Dab recorded the progress of the bed and its guard.
"They made a very public event of this," he said, so quietly that Jaina barely heard him. "Not nice."
"You have no room to talk." Jaina's tone was angry. "You're part of the problem."
Unperturbed, he continued recording.
"I'm qualified and even sympathetic. If I quit, who replaces me? Maybe a one-armed convict with a grudge against the Jedi, released from prison just for this job? Would you prefer that?"
She didn't answer. Instead, like many of the Jedi present, she followed the procession. It reached the end of the hall and exited, passing Master Silgal and a human security captain who looked as though this assignment was making him miserable. Valen, still haranguing the onlookers, was loaded into the ambulance. The security operatives, medical personnel, and bounty hunters took their places in their vehicles. The captain, pallid and sweating, raised a hand to prevent Master Silgal and Jedi Tekli from boarding the ambulance. Then the caravan of official vehicles got into motion and was gone. As Master Hamner re-entered the hall and passed her, Jaina caught his eye. She whispered,
"This is going to get worse and worse as long as we let it."
He nodded, somber.
"And yet I have to stay on this course. I need to be able to look Chief of State Dollar in the eye and say, there is no resistance in the order to your measures. Just ask me, ask any master."
He continued on his way. Jaina felt a rush of elation. As stuffy as Master Hamner was, as creased and starched in his personality as any of his old dress uniforms, he did know what was needed. He wasn't just a stooge for the government.
"You look suddenly happy," Dab told her. "Ever been given permission to do what you planned to do anyway?"
"Sure. What were you given permission to do?"
"Have lunch,"
she lied,